The idea of festival is a series of activities conducted by Flower Center annually, where we coordinate civil society activities. It includes conferences, it includes an exhibition by all civil society sharing ideas that they have implemented in various communities and that have managed to change people's lives. So it's basically a networking and sharing platform for civil society across the country, civil society, government, and also other actors from the region, from other civil societies in the region, and also from various other stakeholders that are interested in development work.
What is the goal of this workshop?
The goal of this kind of series of activities or festival is basically to facilitate coordination by civil societies that are working mainly in the human rights and governance sector. It is also to facilitate networking and sharing among leaders from across the country, sharing with government leaders, sharing also with regional leaders.
But
the other main aspect is the public, is the interface between the public and the civil society through what we call the exhibition, where civil society then exhibit their work that they do. And then they also take time to meet with the public, with the members of the public, to basically tell them who they are. We know that civil society is largely misconstrued in Zimbabwe as being an extension of parties and so forth. So this offers us the time, or this gives us the time, to basically interface with the public and tell them who we are and what we do.
Now, there are some people who have always said that civil society has become a problem in Zimbabwe in the sense that it actually supports certain given political parties. Now, as you meet, do you discuss some of these issues?
Yes, we discuss some of these issues. Let me just quickly tell you what we're discussing this year. This year we have said our theme is transformative ideas. Transformative ideas for a better society. So we're discussing, one, the operational and legislative environment for civil society. How best can we do our work without interference from the government? How best can we do our work without seemingly complementing by design the work of other stakeholders like political parties, such that we are misconstrued or perceived as part of them? And then we're also moving on to have a debate among young people and war veterans in what we've called an intergenerational debate tomorrow. And then women will also be meeting to review how women have participated in the democratization processes and development processes. And then local government actors will also meet to review the implementation of the constitution, especially vis-a-vis chapter 14 of the constitution. And then after that, we'll then meet also around issues of peace in a peace conference where we're discussing the establishment of the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission, how civil society can make sure that it is established and given a very specific mandate to deal with our past, our present, and our future as a country. Then we have an exhibition where we're reaching out to all Zimbabweans through exhibiting our work and also through disseminating information at the City Hall Car Park in Bulawayo on the 30th, the 31st, and the 1st.
Now, Mr. Dube, how do you shake off this notion that civil society is part of the problem in Zimbabwe? Because many people are talking about this kind of issue, you know?
Civil society can be part of the problem if it doesn't renew itself. So this platform is where we reflect what we've been doing and what has been the impact thereof. So the continuous reflection collectively and individually will eventually make us reconnect with the communities or stay in that kind of constant connection. So I cannot plainly deny that civil society can be part of the problem, especially looking at that civil society is generally not homogeneous. We're not the same. Some might be part of the problem, some might not be part of the problem. So that regeneration, that rejuvenation, that reflection of how have we been acting and are these ideas really transforming the society. So if we do that internally, then externally, we meet the Zimbabweans themselves who have been bombarded by this and that media and so forth and other means to try and tarnish the image of the civil society, to try and explain to them and show to them who exactly we are.